knowledge and guidance. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. What characteristics has a good relationship between a mentor and a mentee, between the parents and the children, between a good leader and the followers, between a good teacher and eager students who are willing to learn, between the shepherds and the sheep? Several things. They know each other by name, and they trust each other. And the shepherd, who has the knowledge, he guides the sheep. The sheep often don't know where to go, whether to head east or west or north or south. They don't know what is good for them, whether to stay longer in the valley or to go up the mountain, whether to stay in the green grass or to spend some time in the drier areas. But the shepherd knows, and he guides them. He guides them in such a way that they are protected and in a way that is best for them in the long term. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in pastures of green grass and leads me to quiet pools of fresh water. He gives me new strength, he guides me in the right paths, as he has promised. Even if I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff protect me. God is the good shepherd for us. He protects us. He guides us. He knows us by name, and we can know him by name. We can put our trust in him. And he also does not force us to do something. He also gives us the free will. He wants to guide us and to show us what is best for us, to give us knowledge and guidance. And we know that Jesus has come as the good shepherd. John 10 verse 14, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Do we know him? Do we follow his guidance? Lord, we thank you that we can know you and that you know us. You know our names and you know our deepest thoughts. And even though you know our deepest thoughts, you know how much darkness is there, yet you do not condemn us. You want to guide us, to help us. Thank you for your forgiving love. Thank you for your guidance, for your help, that we can also know you. Help us to learn more. We pray for your Holy Spirit, that you may guide us all throughout this life. If we have to go on tough ways, we pray for your care. We pray that after this life you open the door for us and that you already here prepare us for your kingdom. That we may fit into your kingdom. Praise and glory and honor be to you forever. Amen.